Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. A research facility in rural Kentucky is helping bring a COVID-19 vaccine to young people. Kentucky Pediatric Adult Research out of Bardstown is conducting clinical trials on the Pfizer vaccine. Our Lisa Autry introduces us to one of the teenagers who's enrolled in that study.
While bourbon may have put this town on the map, Bardstown is helping bring to market the most coveted vaccine in modern history. Kentucky Pediatric Adult Research, or KPAR, is one of 150 sites worldwide and the only in the state conducting human clinical trials on the Pfizer vaccine. The Bardstown facility had a hand in getting the vaccine approved for adults as well as 16 and 17-year-olds. Now KPAR is studying the vaccine in children ages 12 to 15. Isabella Stiles was 15 when she began participating in the trials. The student at Thomas Nelson High School has mostly kept her contribution to science under wraps.
A few know, but not many. Some people, they're interested and they kind of want to know what it's all about. But some people are like, why would you do this?
She did it because testing the vaccine is a family affair. Her parents and older siblings went first in the adult trials at KPAR. Isabella's father, Dr. Matthew Stiles, practices family medicine in Bardstown.
We had confidence and we had our personal experience. And by the time that she joined the trial, the results of the adult trial was already published. And so we knew that it was important to find out for that age group too, so that they could expand the universe of who was available.
Isabella received her first injection last November and her second in December. She doesn't know whether she received the vaccine or a placebo and won't learn that information until her age group becomes eligible to receive the vaccine. Isabella says she felt no side effects and continues to be monitored. Dr. Dan Finn is a pediatrician and principal investigator for the Pfizer study at KPAR.
She's now doing some nasal swabs every 10 to 18 days when she doesn't have symptoms, and there's a group of patients that are doing that to try to see if the vaccine helps prevent asymptomatic transmission. So if you don't have any symptoms, could you still have the virus? So we're still collecting that information as well.
Dr. Finn says while results on children have not been released, initial studies indicate the same short-term side effects seen in adults.
You can have fever, aches and pains, chills, headaches, knock on wood, no long-lasting serious problems that we've had in any of the patients in our trial.
While children are less likely than adults to become seriously ill or die from COVID-19, Dr. Finn says getting the vaccine approved for youth will help prevent the spread of the virus and achieve herd immunity.
Even though it may not be huge for them, it could be huge for the adults that they're around, so they're not transmitting it to them.
70 to 80% of Americans need to be immunized to reach herd immunity. In Kentucky, that amounts to nearly 3 million residents. So far, more than 1.3 million Kentuckians have received at least one injection of the vaccine. 16-year-old Isabella Stiles says she understands her role as a young COVID vaccine volunteer is helping the U.S. get a handle on the disease that's taken the lives of 554,000 Americans and an estimated 2.75 million people worldwide.
Yeah, I'm glad I can do this because it makes me feel at least like I'm doing something to help. And I feel like it's the least we can do after all our doctors and physicians and everyone's been through.
The FDA could grant emergency approval of the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds as early as this summer. Kentucky Pediatric Adult Research is slated to begin trials on 5 to 11-year-olds in June. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.